Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the incredible world of science. Science that affects your life. Science that explains some of the wonders of the universe. And so, if you want to be on Science Fantastic, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, if you want to be on national radio and the internet, give us a call at 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national media. Well, today we're going to talk about one of the big controversies in science. You know, the field of artificial intelligence used to be for eggheads. It used to be for dreamers. It used to be for people working in their backyard, working in their garage, trying to build robots. It was a quiet field. Boy, has that changed. Now we're talking about headlines, people being fired, corporations going bankrupt, people fighting each other for rights, talking about the future of robotics and artificial intelligence. Boy, has things changed. In fact, at the dinner table, perhaps people are talking about the fate of artificial intelligence, the fate of humanity at the dinner table because of all the headlines. So we'll talk about that today, and we'll talk about the controversy concerning chatbots and also quantum computers. Recently, 60 Minutes did a major piece on the future of quantum computers. I was featured in that piece, and it talks about a revolution bigger than any previous revolution in the theory of artificial intelligence. So we'll talk about that. And then, of course, we'll open up the lines and you can have your say about some of the big stories in science and technology. So once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Well, let me summarize briefly what some of the controversy is about. People are talking about chatbots. That is, computer programs that actually talk to you. You talk to it. It can talk back to you, and you can ask reasonable questions and have it create a dialogue with you. Who would have thought that artificial intelligence is that advanced? But now, the head of that chatbot company was fired. Fired because he was deviating from the accepted mantra of playing it safe. His company says we have to play it safe. These robots could get out of control. They can cause havoc and chaos and hurt people. So let's go slow. But nope, that's not what the head of the chatbot company said. It's full steam ahead. And so what we had was a civil war. A civil war in one of the nation's high-tech companies. Well, let's back up a few steps now and talk about where we are with regards to artificial intelligence, chatbots, quantum computers, and all the headlines that we now talk about at the dinner table. Well, first of all, going back throughout history, people have always tried to count things. Count the number of cows you had, count how much harvest you had, how much money you have. We have to count. And we used to use sticks, stones, shells in order to count how much money we had. Later, we began to become more sophisticated, and we began to use levers and pulleys and gears to make calculations. When you were a seafaring sailor, you had to know longitude, latitude, you had to know the direction of the wind, so on and so forth. And it really helps if you had a mechanical device to help you. And so things got more sophisticated with time. And then we hit World War II. At that point, the Germans began to use electric calculators to convey messages to their far-flung empire. And it became a question of national world security to break the German code. And the assignment was given to a man named Mr. Turing. And Turing was a mathematical genius who invented the Turing machine. That is a stripped down device that has input tape, output tape, and could add and subtract, multiply, and divide. It was an incredible breakthrough using electricity at the speed of light to be able to do calculations. This was a major breakthrough in the history of artificial intelligence. Unfortunately, he was put on trial and he committed suicide. He committed suicide in part because he was gay, and it was illegal to be gay in England after World War II. And so he was forced to take treatments that caused him to grow breasts, messed up his thinking process, and he committed suicide. According to legend, he took an apple, dipped it in poison, and ate the apple and died. And some people think that the symbol of Apple computers is an apple with a bite taken off, in memory of the man who created what is called artificial intelligence and the Turing machine. But Turing also gave us a test to see where we are with regards to creating a mechanical human. You take two boxes. In one box, you put a human. In the other box, you put an advanced computer. And you're allowed to ask any question you want. And the question is, can you tell the difference between a box with a human in it and a box with a robot in it? And the Turing test has been done many times since that incredible paper was first written by Turing. But it turns out that at the present time, computers still are not quite as good as a human in terms of answering questions. Well, anyway, we made a transition. Stage one was calculating on bones, levers, pulleys, gears, anything you can get your hand on that we can count with. Then in the second stage, we went to transistors. Things became electric. Now you can put 10 billion transistors on a wafer a little bit bigger than your fingernail. That is computer power. But we're now beginning to create transistors that are so tiny, they're beginning to become almost atomic in size. That's right. You're talking about a computer with a transistor, and the transistor may be, let's say, for example, 50 atoms across. Once it gets down to 5 atoms across, then the quantum principle breaks in. You don't know where the electron is anymore. The whole thing falls apart. And so we need a new computer to take it into stage 3. Again, stage 1 was when we calculated on gears and pulleys. These are called analog devices. Stage 2 was when we transistorized everything. Now we're headed towards stage 3, atomic computers. Computers that compute on atoms. These are called quantum computers. Well, what was the controversy about chatbots the other day? There's a debate in the field of chatbots. Chatbots are little devices that actually talk to you. You ask it a question, and it comes back with an answer. What it does is it scans the entire internet, searching for essays and statements that can answer the question that you raised. And so it's not true artificial intelligence, but it's getting there. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break, and then let's talk about why do we have these billionaires fighting each other over the future of artificial intelligence, and what about quantum computers? Are they the next step in the evolution of computer technology? Well, we'll find out, but of course, give us a call, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612 612- 564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio and the internet. Give us a call.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this segment of Science Fantastic, we're talking about artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence used to be for eggheads and people who spend all their life coding, not the average person. But now the average person at the dinner table is talking about artificial intelligence. Billions and billions of dollars are at stake. We're talking about the future of the economy itself resting on our ability to control what are called chatbots, robots that can actually talk to you. Well, as we said before, there's a controversy. One of the major companies that are pushing chatbots had a split. They fired their founder. This is incredible. Some people found an organization, they are heralded as being visionaries, and then the board of directors fires them. What was the controversy about? The controversy about is that some of the leadership want to go commercial. They want to make money. They want to change society. They can see their name in lights. The other people in the board say, wait a minute, there's potential danger. What happens if these chatbots impersonate people? Lie. Cheat. You know, these chatbots cannot tell the difference between truth and falsehood. That's right. Whether it's true or false, right or wrong. They don't know. They're machines. They're just like tape recorders. Think of a tape recorder. It can faithfully reproduce people's passages, people's sounds, people's words. And with a computer, you can scramble the words and come up with essays by cutting them up and reformulating them in an essay. You can do that on a computer. The question is there, therefore, can you impersonate? Can you deliberately lie? Can you cheat? Can you swindle? The answer is yes. And so some people are saying, we're going too fast. We're going too fast because these chatbots can lie, they can cheat, and they can also hallucinate. Let me explain. A chatbot makes an estimate as to how to answer a question. You ask a question to a chatbot, who was William Shakespeare? And it goes through its entire set of words. There are 50,000 words total, approximately, in the English language. It's child's play to go through all 50,000 words to find the word that matches the next word in the sentence. That's how these chatbots work. But sometimes the internet does not have enough information to give you the answer to the question, who is William Shakespeare? Let's say you ask a question about who's my next door neighbor. Well, the computer doesn't know who your next door neighbor is. Your next door neighbor is not on the internet. So what does it do? It makes up responses. This is called hallucination. Hallucination is when robots actually create deliberate falsehoods. For example, you make a scientific paper and you have footnotes. It'll actually manufacture fake footnotes. How often? Between 3% and 15% of the time. You test some of the leading chatbots and ask them questions, questions that are rather obscure, that are not found on the internet. And yes, you can get all sorts of garbage coming back out because the computer is desperately trying to answer your question when there's nothing in the internet that answers that question. So in other words, these chatbots are sophisticated, very sophisticated tape recorders. They take what's already on the internet, homogenizes them, and spits out an answer. But it's not creative. It can't dream up a new song, a new scientific theory. They are simply regurgitating what is already known. Now, the next thing that's on the horizon is quantum computers. You see, chatbots is a revolutionary development in software. Software, not hardware. We're not talking about rewiring your laptop. No, we're simply talking about making your laptop be responsive to what's on the internet, already on the internet. But now, we're talking about quantum computers that can actually increase the power of the computer by millions of times. These are atomic computers, computers that compute on atoms. And who uses quantum computers? Mother Nature. You see, digital computers compute on zeros and ones, zeros and ones. Mother Nature doesn't do that. Mother Nature computes on atoms, on electrons. When you go outside and you look at the trees, the forest, Mother Nature is doing all sorts of quantum computations about photosynthesis, about digestion, about proteins and DNA, all of that at the atomic level. And in other words, Mother Nature is a master of quantum computers. And now we're beginning to create quantum computers in the laboratory. Now, let's be blunt about this. Who's worried about this development? The CIA. Because quantum computers are so powerful, they can break any known digital code. When you're on the internet and you put in a password, the company that you're dealing with creates all sorts of very complex passwords so that criminals cannot break into your account. But quantum computers are millions of times more powerful than ordinary computers. Therefore, in principle, they can break right into any digital code. So the CIA is very worried about this. And so on one hand, we're talking about quantum computers being so powerful, they can mimic Mother Nature. Mimic Mother Nature in photosynthesis, in creating fertilizer, in combating cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, you name it. Mother Nature has explored the process of using molecules to create a new world. We're using the tricks of Mother Nature at the atomic level. And then the next question is, what damage can you do with these things? Well, the CIA is very interested in this technology. First of all, the technology is not here yet. It turns out the quantum computers exist, but they're rather primitive. They, on certain select problems, can answer the problem millions of times faster than a digital computer. That's proven. But it's not all purpose. You can't talk to it. You can't ask it to solve any arbitrary mathematical problem. It only works so far on specific problems. So in other words, we have time. Time, maybe 5-10 years, before we get to the point where quantum computers are so powerful, they can break right into anyone's password and steal the crown jewels of the CIA or the KGB. That's why they are so worried about this. Well, then the next question is, what about safeguards? Is it possible to put a safeguard on a digital, on a quantum computer? Well, the short answer is no. Any digital password, any digital code can, in principle, be broken into by another computer, a quantum computer. Quantum computers being millions of times more powerful than an ordinary computer. So, what are we going to do about it? Well, believe it or not, the CIA has sponsored different forums to get the ideas of scientists who may know the answer. Now, I have my own particular answer to this question. If a quantum computer can break into any known digital computer, then the way to stop the quantum computer is with another quantum computer. In other words, the only way to stop a quantum computer is with another quantum computer. Now, how does that work? Well, you need a fail-safe system. Think of a laser beam. A laser beam is polarized, just like your sunglasses are polarized. It only allows information at one angle. That's polarization. That's what you pay for when you go to the beach. Same thing applies to laser beams. Now, if somebody taps into your signal to break in your codes, to steal your crown jewels, then the angle of the polarization changes because you've tinkered with it. And when the polarization vector tilts and changes, aha, you now know someone is trying to break into your computer system. So in other words, let the quantum theory defeat the quantum theory. Now, what does this mean in practice? In practice, it means that, well, this is a guess, we may have two layers of internet. One for the regular internet, and the other one for super-duper internet that use quantum mechanics to defeat quantum mechanics. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. You are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on the air. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. There will be a key meeting between the two top men in the Republican Party, former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson, today. After the meeting, Johnson and Trump will speak to reporters outside Mar-a-Lago. A former American diplomat and Cuban spy faces sentencing. Victor Roca took a plea deal after he was charged last year with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act. A State Department employee for two decades, Roca used his position during the Clinton administration to pass information to Cuba. The Prime Minister of Japan spoke before a gathering of U.S. lawmakers in Congress. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said his country continues to rely on America as a leader in the world. Corey Myers, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Now we're going to throw the lines open. This is your chance to get on the air. This is your chance to get on over 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic and also the internet. What do you have to do? All you have to do is call the magic number, 612-564-8135. And just remember that no question is too dumb or stupid to put on the air. Sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound of all. For example, years ago, there was a 23-year-old young man who was let go because the school was being shut down because of a pandemic. He went home, and then one day he noticed an apple falling from a tree. And then he asked himself an incredible question. If an apple falls to the ground, does the moon also fall? And the answer is yes. If the moon falls under gravity, even celestial bodies also fall under gravity. You see, before then, people thought that the celestial bodies of the universe were in heaven. They were immortal, eternal. Nothing could change their path. Their paths were mysterious, the paths written by the gods. Well, here's this young man, Isaac Newton, who worked out the motion of the solar system. And he also worked out the motion of falling bodies, moving bodies, airplanes, shotguns, knives, forks, anything you can throw in the air is governed by Newton's laws of gravity. All because a young man asked himself a simple question. If an apple falls, does the moon also fall? And the answer is yes. The apple falls under gravity. The moon also falls under gravity. And then we had a 16-year-old boy who asked himself a stupid question. Can you outrace a light beam? Such a silly question. Can you outrace a light beam? He figured out the answer is no, because a light beam would be stationary, and stationary light has never been seen before. So he said that light travels at the highest velocity in the universe. When he was 26 years old, he finally figured it all out. His name was Albert Einstein. So in other words, sometimes the silliest questions are the most profound questions of all. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the first listener phone call.
Yes, Professor. My name is Roy. I listen to you on KEYS AM in Corpus Christi, Texas. My question concerns Halley's Comet. Okay, apparently it every, 75 years it passes by the Earth. My question is, when it passes the Earth, where does it go? Does it go all to the end of the universe and turns around and comes back the other side? And another thing, how fast does Halley's Comet, the speed, that it takes 75 years to come all the way around in a circle? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very important question. Let me give you a background. Halley's Comet sailed around the Earth many times in the past as chronicled by Chinese astronomers. So we've known about this object, but we didn't know that it was one object that was causing all these periodic sightings. And then in 1066, it came again. There was a battle, a civil war raging in England at that time, and the comet frightened the troops of King Harold, and he lost the Battle of Hastings, and that created William the Conqueror's dynasty. In other words, Halley's Comet helped to create modern England. Well, let's take a short break, and after the break, we're going to continue with listener phone calls on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And if you want to find out more about what I do, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. is my website. Well, we had a call about Halley's Comet. As I said before, it is periodic. It comes by every 76 years or so. It came by in the year 1066, spooked the troops of King Harold, paving the way for the victory of William the Conqueror, creator of the modern British dynasty. And so in some sense, modern England is a child of Halley's Comet. Well, that same comet sailed around England again in the 1600s, and a young gentleman, Isaac Newton, was there to observe it. He had created his own version of a telescope, a reflecting telescope. He was tracking it, and that allowed him to prove his theory of gravity. A rich man, Mr. Edmund Halley, was fascinated by this theory, and because he was wealthy, he offered to pay for the publication of the greatest work of science ever written, Principia. In other words, the principles of mathematics and the universe. And so what did Halley's Comet create this time? Not just the British monarchy, it helped to create modern physics. It helped to unleash the Industrial Revolution. And now the listener asks about the comet, where does it go? It goes in an ellipse. This is what was worked out by Isaac Newton. It goes in an ellipse. In fact, Halley's Comet goes out near the orbit of Neptune. Now, there's two kinds of comets. One kind of comet stays within the plane of the solar system. Okay? That's Halley's Comet. The other kinds of comets go in a spherical orbit way outside the solar system, and there's an Oort cloud. There's an Oort cloud of small comets that are way out there, traveling in circular orbits around the solar system. So there's two kinds of comets. The comet that is inside the plane of the solar system, where we have Halley's Comet. And second of all, we have the comets way out there that form a sphere. A sphere, circular orbits around the sun, and they are called Oort cloud comets. And many of them are not periodic. They make one pass through the solar system, never to be seen again. But Halley's Comet is in the plane of the solar system and makes periodic orbits once every 76 years or so. And the complete trajectory of the comet was done by Isaac Newton using his newly formed theory of gravity. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Rob, listening to you on the Podcast Addict app in Fort Worth. I was wondering if a quantum computer gets powerful enough to model the entire human brain down to even the atomic level, would that be the most likely time for the singularity to emerge? Thanks for your time.
Well, you asked actually two separate questions. One is the singularity. The singularity is a hypothetical point, perhaps the year 2045. No one knows for sure. That's the point at which digital computers will begin to approach the intelligence of a human being and perhaps even surpass that of a human being. Well, yeah, that's a definite possibility. But you realize that Moore's law is slowing down. Moore's law says that computer power doubles every 18 months. That's why we have all the wonders of modern technology today. Computer power doubling every 18 months. However, the problem is that it's slowing down. We're now getting to the atomic scale. And at the atomic scale, it gets harder and harder to create transistorized computers. So some people think we have to push back the point of singularity. That won't be 2045. It'll be perhaps later when we catch up to Moore's law. The second question you ask is the brain itself. When are we going to be able to mimic the architecture of the brain in a computer? That's a much more difficult question that we cannot yet answer. So far, we've only been able to model the brain of insects. That's it. So it'll take many decades before we can model the entire brain, neuron for neuron. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a question about two things. One, the singularity, and two, whether or not we can model the brain neuron for neuron. Well, first of all, Moore's Law, which says a computer power doubles every 18 months, predicts that roughly around the year 2045, digital computers will begin to mimic the power of the living brain. But there's a fly in the ointment. Moore's Law is slowing down. We're getting down to the atomic scale. Heat builds up. And for all these reasons, technical reasons, Moore's Law is slowing down. So we may have to push back the time of the singularity. The other question that was asked was, what about modeling the brain neuron for neuron? Well, the brain has about 100 billion neurons. 100 billion neurons. That's as many stars as there are in the Milky Way galaxy. So take our galaxy, replace each star with a neuron, and you begin to understand how complex the brain is. The brain is the most complex object in the known universe. We know of no object more complicated and complex than that. Now, can we model it? Believe it or not, people have sliced up the brain of a fly. And by counting the neurons, you can then calculate how many neurons there are in insect's brain. And each neuron in turn is connected to approximately 10 other neurons. So the number of connections that you can make is astronomical. Okay, so we cannot yet model the brain. However, we have been able to model the brain of insects, and we find that there's about 100,000 neurons in the brain of an insect by slicing it up and then counting the number of neurons. And each neuron in turn is connected to, let's say, 5 to 10 other neurons. So the number of connections that you can make, even in an insect brain, is astronomical. And it may take many more decades beyond the singularity before we can begin to actually model the brain itself. That is way beyond our capability. By slicing and dicing the brain of an animal and then simply counting the number of connections. That's tedious work, but it just goes to show you how sophisticated Mother Nature can be. Okay, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Yes, my name is Martin Hahn. I listen to WMKT Talk Radio in Lansing, Michigan. My question is, if and when we get to Mars, how are they going to divide up the land, or is it going to be one cohesive, you know, world? I mean, like China, Russia, all the others, and or are they going to separate everything? How are they going to figure that out? And also, part two to my question is, I saw on the internet that they discovered a planet like Earth and a second galaxy that's double the size of Earth, and they think that it may sustain life like Earth does. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, you asked some very interesting questions. First of all, how are we going to divide up the territory once we go to the moon, once we go to Mars? Well, we have the Outer Space Treaty of 1967. That is the only treaty that begins to address some of these questions. And it basically bans weapons in outer space and says that no nation can claim a celestial body. So in principle, the moon and Mars and celestial bodies like that cannot be claimed by any one power. Now, of course, this is back in 1967 when that treaty was signed. Since then, there have been many turnovers in governments, many changes of policies. And so right now, there are really no operating laws governing that. Okay, and as you know, we have set our sights not just to the moon, but to Mars. And it means that within the next, perhaps sometime after 2030, we're going to send the first astronauts to Mars. They'll probably put a flag on the surface of Mars, and then a controversy will develop. What does it mean if a country puts a flag on another celestial body? Is the Outer Space Treaty of 1967 valid or not? Well, that's a question for the future. At the present time, okay, the Outer Space Treaty says you cannot claim a celestial body. But hey, that was a long time ago, and some nations have not signed on to it. And who knows what the politics are going to look like. So we're talking about perhaps 100 years after the signing of the Outer Space Treaty, nations will probably have to sit down and create another version of it to deal with people putting flags on the surface of Mars. But of course, that's for yet another generation. And then the next question you ask is, are there other Earths out there? Well, you know, when I was a kid, we learned about the solar system, and I still remember a sentence saying that there could be other solar systems out there, just like ours. Our solar system is an average one, and there could be other average solar systems out there. Boy, were we wrong. We've now discovered about 5,000 suns and solar systems that are out there, and none of them look just like our solar system. Many solar systems have irregular orbits, super Jupiters, Jupiters that are very close to the mother sun, solar systems with highly eccentric orbits. It turns out that our solar system is rather ideal for the creation of life. We have circular orbits. A lot of solar systems do not have circular orbits. We have orbits where, close to the sun, we have Earth-sized planets. Many of these solar systems have giant Earths that probably will not sustain life. And so we're beginning to realize that life on Earth is more precious than we previously thought. Okay, well, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic. You can go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you can watch the 60 Minutes interview about quantum computers that I appeared in. So, every week, join us on Science Fantastic when we explore the cutting edge of science. Good day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.